17 detainees held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay may be settling into a new place soon. The Pacific Island nation of Palau has agreed to take them in. The men are ethnic Uyghurs from a province in northwest China. They were detained by U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Pakistan in late 2001 as potential enemy combatants. The Pentagon has since cleared the men, but congressional opposition prevented them from being released into the United States, and U.S. officials have refused to send them home. They worry that China would classify the men as Muslim separatists and persecute them. Stuart Beck is Palau's permanent representative to the United Nations. And Ambassador Beck, first things first, locate Palau for our listeners. Where in the world is it?
Palau's in the far western Pacific, just north of the equator. If you drew a line between Tokyo and Sydney, Palau would be right about in the middle.
And I got to say this, our listeners like myself are probably wondering, gee, Stuart Beck, you don't sound like you're from Palau. You're American. How did you end up representing Palau at the UN?
I was asked to represent Palau at the UN, to be their first UN ambassador by the president of Palau. Based on my experience, I'd been a lawyer for the Palauans when they became independent.
And what year was that?
1994.
Right. So let's get back to the Uyghurs. The Pentagon declared that they were not enemy combatants, but an appeals court halted the order to release the Uyghurs to the U.S., and they remained in legal limbo. Now they're getting released to Palau. Will they be getting some sort of payment or stipend to get their lives going again?
I don't know what any financial arrangements are. The president of Palau has said there will be some small costs to defray some of the costs of Palau's processing of these people and providing them with shelter on a temporary basis, but that's all I know about the financial arrangements.
There are reports that in exchange for taking the Uyghurs, the U.S. is going to give Palau $200 million in development aid. I don't know if that's true, but what does Palau actually get out of this deal?
Well, that's not true.
It's not true?
No.
Does Palau get anything out of this deal?
Palau's an ally of the United States. President Obama made a personal request to President Toribiong that he help him out here. And there is a special relationship that exists between the two countries, kind of unique in the world, in that the United States has responsibility for Palau's security and defense, and Palau controls its internal affairs and its foreign affairs. So this is thought of as a legitimate and reasonable request by a friendly country, and Palau accepts.
What kind of opportunities will there be in Palau for these 17 Uyghurs?
Well, an opportunity to live in paradise, that would be the first opportunity. It's a wonderful, abundant, rich, friendly, and beautiful place.
And what will they do in this paradise, Ambassador?
I have no idea. You know, we're doing due diligence now. The Palauans are sending a team to Guantanamo to interview these people, to see what their skill sets are, what their desires are, what their humanitarian needs are.
So when these Uyghurs get to Palau, what are they going to see? I mean, what's the scene in the capital there? What is the name of the capital?
Well, the capital of Palau is in a place that's called Melekeok, which is hard to say and even harder to spell. But, you know, Palau is a country, a diverse country. It's got about 20,000 people. It's got about 5,000 foreign workers, many Asian people who have been accepted there and who've embraced Palau. Got a high standard of living, certainly relative to all the countries in proximity to it, except Japan and Australia. And, you know, I think these folks will find, a nice welcome in Palau.
If things don't work out for the Uyghurs on Palau, or if they desire to leave, will they have the right to go somewhere else at some point?
I don't know. They don't have papers. You know, they're essentially stateless.
I mean, you just described them as stateless people. They spent nearly 8 years in detention on one island. They're going to another island that's about as isolated as you can get. And as you point out, only 20,000 people on Palau. It doesn't totally sound like real freedom.
Well, that's, you know, you can characterize it however you want.
How would you characterize it, sir?
A lot freer than where they were.
Stuart Beck is Palau's permanent representative to the United Nations. Ambassador Beck, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.